Hello and welcome to our ninth Game of Life Masterclass call. So I do have a couple of admin things that I want to get out of the way before we get started. So I'll just go ahead and do that. The first thing I just want to remind you that I will be presenting the Secret Door to Success Masterclass a few weeks after this class completes. And if you would like to be a part of that, you'll get to sign up first. That will be a 14-week class. And if you haven't already, I would really love it if you could share a testimonial about your experience with this class. And then I'll share that through the promotion of the next class. It's going to be starting next week, actually, on August the 9th. And I am going to be putting together a mastermind next year, based on the Game of Life. At least that's the plan so far. So if you are interested in that, let me know. And if you are not already a member of the Manifesting with Florence, the Inner Circle membership, I would love to welcome you to that. If you would like to have that continued support of meeting every week, once this class completes, I'm going to put that link to look at that in the Masterclass Central, and I'll put it in your emails. Excuse me, we do meet on Wednesdays. The first Wednesday, we do a treatment call. The next Wednesday is a tutor coaching call. And the third Wednesday is the Game of Life module call. And the fourth is just a call with me that we talk about whatever's coming up for you or whatever's happening in the world, where we can use Florence's teachings to help support us and improve our lives. And if there are five Wednesdays in the month, we usually have a call on that day too. But we would really love to welcome you as a member. Okay, so I'm still not feeling very well tonight, but I want to present the class, so we're going to keep going. sorry. Okay, so I'm just going to ask the angels to come in. Oh, and we're going to ask them to keep us together and to get a clean and clear recording. I have been hearing some blips in the recording, so we just want to ask them for a clean recording of this call. So we're going to go ahead and create our safe, sacred space. So just get comfortable and take a few deep breaths. And we're just going to quiet our minds, and then we'll begin with a prayer, and then we'll create our sacred circle. So just take another really deep breath, and just with your feet flat on the floor and your hands gently in your lap, close your eyes. And focus your attention on your heart. And then just take another deep breath. And just shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. And just embrace those things that you're grateful for. And now ask yourself these questions. Don't try to answer, just ask. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? And now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap and your feet on the floor, and just focus again on your heart. And allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound, or feel it as a sensation. And now with another deep breath, I ask the angelic guardians of the heavens and the earth, of the east, of the south, of the west, and of the north, join us now, bringing with you the most powerful magnetic force in the universe. Love. Father, Mother, God, creator of all that is, we are so grateful for this opportunity to come together as one with singular intention. We ask for your help to expand into a greater awareness of being. We ask for your assistance to understand Florence's teachings at a greater level of mastery and apply them to fulfill our square of life, to manifest as our reality the dreams and desires of our heart, all that's ours by divine right under grace. In deepest gratitude, amen. So now we create our sacred circle. So if you're in Asia, please take my hand and that of an angel as we begin to create our circle. If you're in Africa, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in Antarctica, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in Australia, just take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in Europe, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in North America, just take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. And if you're in South America, just take my hand and that of an angel as we complete our circle. So we come together as one with singular intention of transcending the fear of our planet to be the vibration of love. So I just want to ask you now to please just step into the center of the circle as the angels and I hold the circle's safe space. And with a deep breath, the angels and I infuse you with the love of the highest order. We see you as powerful, fearless, as one with all that is. We infuse you with the strength, stamina, and healing love energy, holding you safe in all directions of time. Just accept in this moment the knowing that all that makes your heart sing with joy is already yours. Breathe deeply of this love light. Now, once again, rejoin our circle of love, taking the hands of the angels. And together, we send unconditional love to each other across the soils and waters of Mother Earth. And through this singular intention of empowered support, we hold to this energy of being magnets for life experiences of this high vibration of love energy. And now with a deep breath, we ground into this energy. Just see roots from your feet going down into the soils of Mother Earth, down to that core light of healing love energy at her center. And with a deep breath, bring this all-powerful love energy back up through the soils to your feet, up your legs to your heart. Fully grounding this magnificent vibration of love as yours, now and always. And when you're ready, open your eyes. So now we'll get into our class content. So this week's class dives into the ninth chapter of the Game of Life, Perfect Self-Expression and the Divine Design. This chapter supports us to overcome fear. Florence tells us, God's will be done, not man's. God's pattern, not man's pattern. This is the commandment we find running through all the scriptures, and the Bible is a book dealing with the science of the mind. It's a book telling men how to release his soul or subconscious mind from bondage. The battles described are pictures of men waging war against mortal thoughts. A man's foes shall be they of his own household. She's telling us that God's will is of love of the highest order, while man's will is tainted with fear of this physical world. Florence has explained to us, she's explained to us in previous chapters, that our mortal mind takes in sickness, lack, limitation, poverty, and death, experiences that inflame powerful feelings and emotions within us. And through those emotions, we write neural pathways of belief about ourselves and our experiences that dictate the manifestation of our present and future experiences. When these beliefs are written, when they're written from our experience of pain, they're negative and create more experiences of pain. These are the mortal thoughts that man wages war with. These thoughts that create neural pathways of belief are the foes of man's household. The foes being energy containers of fear, thoughts, feelings, and emotions overloaded with fear. Fear is not our normal state. Fear of this physical world holds us in bondage to the point we become afraid to dream of something better. Years ago, I discovered, gosh, I discovered that I no longer dreamed of something better. No longer decided on what I wanted to be, do, or have. Because if I didn't decide, I couldn't be hurt by not getting what I wanted. I was held in bondage by my own hidden beliefs of not being good enough to, well, really, to have anything that I wanted. And all that was at a subconscious level. Wasn't conscious, because then I'd know, wait a minute, this isn't right. But it was a subconscious level. And at that subconscious level, I believed I wasn't good enough. And I didn't deserve to improve my life in any way. The energy flow from manifesting something better was being blocked from the resistance within me. I was resistant. Resistant to dream. Resistant to decide. Resistant to feel anything different than despair. I held my breath all the time because I had made living at a high level of fear an art form. I had perfected it. And then Florence saved me. And it became easy to see how fear controlled everything I did, everything I thought, and how I attracted to me like a magnet difficult experiences, relationships, and drama in all shapes and forms. And when I was introduced to Florence's books, I was so far down. The only place to go was up. And up I went. Blessing after blessing showered down upon me, and I became an expansion of energy that was miraculous. And then I got blindsided with adversity. Again and again. You know, the blessings, they'd come. But on the heels of a blessing was some form of adversity. And I began to notice how my body felt when that adversity happened. Because it was a huge shift from blessing, yay, wonderful, gratitude to yuck, adversity. Florence said, what I was feeling was resistance energy. I was resistant. Well, of course I was resistant. Nobody liked adversity. So I asked my angelic team to show me what this meant. And they showed me how the resistance energy we feel in our body is a sign. Florence calls it a lead. So it was a sign that there was an energy blocking me, an energy that was holding me in bondage, a fear, a neural pathway of belief that I wasn't good enough. And in the beginning, it was like going down a dark rabbit hole. But the deeper I went into the energy, gaining an enlightened understanding, the more the light began to break through the darkness. And on the other side, I could see how the adversity wasn't blindsiding me to punish me. The adversity was the only way the universe could get my attention. The universe wanted to show me the resistance that I held in my body, the resistant belief that I really didn't deserve what I wanted. Now, so many times we feel an energy within us. It's uncomfortable. We don't know what it is. And we're so caught up in getting through the day in survival mode that when we see it, yep, it's there. But either we don't have time to deal with it right now, or we don't know what to do with it. Now, I've said this before. When we set our intention to improve our lives, that intention puts wheels of energy into motion. Formless energy begins to mold into the shape of an experience or material thing that we've set our intention for, something we want. But if there's an energy within us that leads us to self-sabotage, the universe will step in and cause some form of adversity to get our attention. It feels like the universe is testing us or dumping on us. And this is when we want to throw up our hands and scream, "This is too hard. It's too hard to improve my life. Every time I try, I get blindsided by some form of adversity." It feels like the universe is testing us or dumping on us. But the reality is, that's not what's happening. This experience of adversity isn't to punish us for wanting to improve our lives. This experience of adversity is trying to show us that there's a hidden energy within us, probably a hidden belief about ourselves that is not true, a hidden energy that will sabotage us and stop the molding of the energy that's working behind the scenes to bring what we want to be, do, or have to fruition. We manifest through us. We also stop the manifestation through us. The good news is we can stop the manifestation of things we don't want. We powerfully manifest the bad and the ugly just like we powerfully manifest the good. We are powerful creators. And if you're like me, you've powerfully created through fear experiences that you do not want over and over again. But now, creating what we don't want can stop. When we shift our energy from the fear energy of worry, anger, resentment, overwhelm, and stress of any kind, when we shift our energy to the highest form of love our human body can handle, miracles happen. When you were first introduced to Florence's teachings, and you felt that empowerment searing through your body. you could feel the limitless possibility of a better, brighter, happier life. And through that energy, that vibration of love, blessings started popping up everywhere in your life. The more you read Florence's books and held to that empowered energy within you, that joy, that bliss, you reconnected with the higher vibration of your higher self, your superconscious. And from this vibration, blessings poured down upon you. You grew in spiritual awareness, in spiritual consciousness. Your body took on that higher vibration of love energy, and the darkness within you, those beliefs about yourself that you aren't good enough, worthy, or deserving, they could no longer hide from your light. The darkness of negativity and fear cannot hide in the light. But Florence doesn't teach us what to do with those beliefs. She talks about rewriting them, but there are no action steps. So let's look at the bigger picture of overcoming fear and realigning with the love that is our essence, bringing our three levels of consciousness into alignment. Now, to make this easier to follow, I'm going to number the steps. But know that this experience doesn't always happen in this order. Once you understand the concept of this process, you'll see what I mean, and you'll be able to apply what you need to at the right time. So, number one, we know in our heart that happiness is possible for us. Whatever our happiness looks like for us personally, it is possible. If you don't feel like your happiness is possible, schedule a personal energy coaching session with me, because no matter what you have or have not done in your life, you deserve to be happy. You deserve to live your square of life fulfilled. Number two, we know that when we're not in agreement of what's happening in our lives, there's an internal battle raging within us. The superconscious knows we not only deserve to be happy, but our happiness in our for our life, that it is possible, just waiting for us. While the subconscious is saying, no, you can't be, do, or have what you want. And the conscious just wants something better, but doesn't see how to get it or make it happen. Internal battle. But when you accept that this is what your life is, when you take that action step, consciously take that action step to accept this is what your life is in this moment, the internal battle stops. There's nothing to fight about anymore because you're no longer resistant to what your life is in this moment. The resistance stops. The battle stops. When you accept what your life is in this moment, the way is then open to accept and use your power to create a higher outcome. And with acceptance comes the ability to breathe. It's as if binders have been removed from your lungs, and now you can breathe. And with those deep breaths comes clarity of thought. And number three, through your breath, you can dream big. It's through our breath that our angels communicate with us. It's through our breath that we gain access to the superconscious of our higher self. Breathing in that breath of God. Breathe deeply and decide how you want to feel and what you really want. Allow yourself to see through your mind's eye the flashes of inspiration of what you wish to be, do, and have. Those flashes come from the inventory of your field of potentiality, that divinity within you of your superconscious. Don't hold back. Dream big. Your possibilities are endless. Number four, your body will alert you to any negative beliefs or thought patterns you're subconsciously holding by stirring up resistance energy. You're going to feel it in your body. Be open and aware. This energy isn't trying to sabotage you or punish you. This energy is alerting you to look within, to observe the energy, to dissolve it back to its native nothingness where it has no power over you anymore. Now, I've specifically shared with you the following the breadcrumbs technique, the Sedona method of release and forgiveness. Use what works for you. Resolving resistance energy will set you free from the bondage of fear. And if you'll start recognizing that resistance energy and doing something about it, when you feel it, when you make that decision, oh, I want a new car. I want a new car. And you feel like, oh, I can't have that new car. There's a thing in my body. It feels like, nope, angst there. Can't have it. If you'll address it right then, instead of waiting for the universe to send you some kind of adversity so you can get your attention to look at it, you don't have to go through the adversity. Listen to your body. And we live in human bodies and we're going to have challenges. That's going to happen. But we don't have to experience all of them. We can take the action steps to address resistance energy in our body and be free of it before it causes a problem. Number five, ask your angelic team, God, the universe, infinite spirit, Lawrence, to show you action steps to take to bring what you want to fruition. I've started including the request. Also, support me to understand the action steps and to take them because I'm just like everybody else. I'm busy too, and I want to be sure that I understand what those action steps are and then support me to have the strength and stamina to take them. Because sometimes the action steps, they're uncomfortable. But if we don't take them, we can't get to the highest good. We can't manifest that happiness that we're looking for. We have a part to play too. And when you ask to be shown and you're not getting the guidance you're asking for, it's just not coming the way it doesn't feel right, ask to be shown in a different way. I've learned that sometimes when I ask a question, it's not the right question to get the answer to what I really want to know. So I keep asking till I hone in on what I'm really wanting to know, because sometimes what I'm trying to find out or what I want to know isn't what I thought I wanted to know. So the more you ask, changing the question around, the more you learn about yourself and what you really want. And then you get the guidance, the action steps to bring what you really want to fruition. But sometimes the action step to bring what you want into your reality is simply to stay in the energy of grateful receipt, at having already received what you want when there's no sign of it in sight. It's just maintaining the energy of having before you have it. Number six, prepare to receive what you want. Florence tells us to dig our ditches. Preparing can be so much fun. You know, it's all about the journey. Getting what we want is awesome too, but when you can get into the game of life, mastering, managing, and focusing your internal energy. You're living your version of heaven on earth. Before you know it, you're feeling the joy. You're succeeding. You're feeling that fulfillment of creating what you want through you, overcoming challenges, being happy no matter what's going on around you. So be creative with how you prepare to receive, because this is a game, and the game can be fun or not. It's up to us to choose our mindset. When we want to manifest something new and different, we want to be aware of our mindset. Do we believe we can be, do, or have what we want? Is our want energy of love and above, that love and above vibration, holding tightly to the happiness and joy of getting what we want or having already received it? Or is our want energy laced with fear, worry, and despair, afraid that what we want isn't going to happen? So, money is an excellent example. Do you want money because there's not enough in your accounts to pay your bills and you're freaking out? Well, I've been there. I know what that feels like, and it's not fun. If this is the case, shift that energy to the excitement of paying your bills on time and the miraculous way the money came in when there's no sign of it in sight. Worrying about not having enough money seals the deal on you never having enough money. I proved that over and over again. I don't do that anymore. Not anymore. No worry about money. Paying bills, being excited and happy to do that just brings in more money. I like to manifest an influx of money. Just because I can, just for the fun of it, especially when I need it. I shift into that energy, the energy of, oh, I want this just because it's going to feel good to have it. And that energy is completely different than despair. I shift my mindset into the fun of just making money appear from nowhere because I can. And you can too. That's where Florence's poise is. Being confident, peaceful from within, calm, the state of bliss, knowing all is well, that blissful confidence of knowing that what I want is mine. I have it. Even when there's no sign of it in sight. Because when your eyes are closed and you're thinking about what you want or what you want to experience, your body doesn't know if that's a truth or not. You're actually experiencing the joy of having what you want. That is an experience that's real and it's happening. Right there in your mind's eye, it's real. And that's not faking it till you make it, and it's not lying to yourself. It's moving that energy into a quicker motion to mold into reality. Florence talks about man seeing himself having what he wants. She tells us one should not visualize or force a mental picture. But then she tells us a picture or idea should be held without wavering. Well, visualizing from the highest vibration of love is powerful. Visualizing this or better, taking the mental hands off of how one receives and being open to something better. When we're open to what we want for better, we open the way for our highest possible good to manifest as our reality. When she speaks of not forcing a mental picture, she's talking about the feeling of needing to force. That feeling of needing to force is fear. When you're flowing in gratitude and love, there's no need, no feeling to force anything because you're flowing in love. You're confident. You're poised. And that knowing that what you want is already yours. You're just plucking it from the inventory of your field of potentiality. If you think you're flowing in gratitude, but you're really swimming in worry, you're not in gratitude because gratitude is love energy. Worry is fear energy. You can't vibrate in fear and love at the same time. It's physically impossible to do. So if you're worrying, you're vibrating in fear. Stop everything. Give your worries to your worry angel. Infuse what you're worrying about with love of the highest order and embrace the love of gratitude. Now, another example of visioning, if you want to move, vision yourself putting the key in the lock of your front door, unlocking it, and walking in. Or using the garage opener to open your garage and driving into the garage. Envision yourself walking around inside your new home. Take food out of the fridge and prepare a meal. Eat at your table. Wake up in your bed. Brush your teeth in the bathroom. Move in through the vibration of your essence and claim this home or better. Do your visioning from that state of poise, confident, blissfully happy, fearless, peaceful throughout your body, blissfully knowing with every cell of your body that all is well, knowing what I want is mine. I have it when there's no sign of it in sight. So I'm going to state some affirmations here, and I'll edit them out to individual audios so you can have them and download them to your devices. But before I do that, I want to address one more thing. Florence teaches us to be a cheerful receiver as well as a cheerful giver. You know, we love giving things to people. It's a wonderful experience. We feel good, but so many times when somebody wants to give us something, especially if, like with Florence and the man who had 7 cents and he gave her one, you know, we may feel like, oh, they really can't afford to do that. We can't be thinking those thoughts. We have to hold them in the energy of love, seeing them prosperous, rolling in prosperity and blessings. Because when someone gives something to you, be sure to accept it with gratitude, no matter what it is. Don't turn it down, because when you reject a gift, you not only block your flow of prosperity, but you block the gift giver's flow of prosperity too. And we don't want to do that. Okay, here are a few affirmations for you. I am one with infinite intelligence. I know everything I should know on this subject. And that subject can be anything. Thorne spoke this word and this affirmation for the boy who needed help with his math. But it can be used for buying the right house or choosing the right job, giving good advice to somebody. It could be anything. Subject could be anything. Okay, next affirmation. Infinite Spirit, give me a definite lead. Reveal to me my perfect self-expression. Show me which talent I'm to make use of now. Next affirmation. Infinite Spirit, open the way for my immediate supply. Let all that's mine by divine right now reach me in great avalanches of abundance. Next affirmation. I have the wallet and financial accounts of spirit. When money goes out, immediately money comes in. My accounts are full. I always have more than enough money. Next affirmation. It's my birthright to live a happy, prosperous life. I focus on this knowing from within, and my life experiences reflect happiness and prosperity. Next affirmation. I release the need to engage with the chaos around me. I fearlessly claim and use my power to create the highest possible outcome in all areas of my life. And one more thing before we recap. Your dreams are important. The things that bring you joy are important. You are important. No matter what you have or have not done in your life, you deserve to live a fulfilled square of life, your version of heaven on earth. Whatever that version looks like for you, it's your birthright. So let's recap what we've covered in this chapter. We unpacked and learned that man's will is tainted by fear. When we're in the flow of love energy, we're flowing in the love of God's will as one. When we feel that we have to force a mental picture, it's a sign we're holding the picture in fear. When we're in love energy, there's no forcing. It's a flow from infinite intelligence, and we want to be open for that flow. Being aware of our mindset and the energy of our mind and body is vital to maintaining the flow of love at the highest order to attain poise. The poise that Florence speaks of is that deep sense of being confident, peaceful from deep within, being calm, the state of bliss, knowing all is well, that blissful confidence of knowing that what we want is ours. We have it, even when there's no sign of it in sight. And to keep our prosperity flow open, we must be a happy receiver as well as giver. Okay, so that completes our class content. If you have any questions, I'm right here to answer those. Or you can post in the Facebook if something comes up later. And again, as always, we are moving a tremendous amount of energy. Be gentle with yourself and drink lots of water. And next week, we'll dive into Chapter 10, Denials and Affirmations, and we're complete. So I'm going to stop my share.